This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Joining us this morning, Buffalo Common Council member in the Fillmore District, Mitch Nowakowski, talking about a number of things downtown and with Mitch, the Broadway Market. I want to start there. You were there yesterday. They're kicking off Easter preview weekend and the Easter season right around the corner. And it always leads to questions. Everyone asks this time of year, what can be done to revitalize the Broadway Market? We heard a little bit more yesterday about this big effort that's going to really kick off in a little over a year from now. Is that, do you think, what it's going to take? I mean, is that going to be the thing to start to turn the Broadway Market around?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. And yes, and you know, to give, you know, the inside scoop is yes, this year, you know, thousands of people will come to the Broadway Market in that form of nostalgia as Western New Yorkers that go to the Broadway Market and celebrate their Polish heritage and Easter. And you'll see an infusion of a lot of money that's spent at the Broadway Market. But then on the off season, we see it quite dormant. And when I first got into office, I began looking at outstanding bonds that market had, and you know, saw that we had taken money out necessarily a few years ago to make sure we can do like health, safety, a PA system, kind of the non-attractive things to make sure that the market is safe and secure. And then we were able to get a windfall of money from the governor for about $37 million to be spent to revamp the Broadway Market. And at that time, it commenced a report and planning and design phases and community meetings on what the market should look like. And during that time, I knew, you know, from previous state officials that they had said, look, you know, the state gave a lot of money to transform the market, but we don't feel comfortable with the city of Buffalo running the Broadway Market. There has to be some form of management entity, a lot like other markets around the country, that actually manage the market. So then that's when the Broadway Market Management Corporation started to get incorporated. Board members were recruited. Structure legally was underway. And now I am being told by the chair of that board that they promised that in a month there will be a long-term lease clocked in with the Common Council to be voted on, where that management entity will be able to not only form and run the market, but that they'll be able to dispense the $37 million to revamp the Broadway Market.
How interested are you, Mitch, in seeing these final design plans? Because that building is not very attractive.
It's not. And that's the historical part that I want people to know is in the 50s, the previous Broadway Market from the 1800s, that was truly beautiful. And then in the 50s, with terrible planning design, they took it down to then take half the parcel for parking because we were accommodating suburbanites and cars becoming more frequent. But I not only want to see the plans, I want to get to them, because at times we get paralyzed with analyzing things for years and then things become stale and then not real. And then you lose hope. So not only do I want to see the final design, I want to see a construction plan of how this is going to happen, because I want to be the first person with a hammer to start taking down some walls, because aesthetically it is not pleasing. And I think moving forward that's going to build, you know, trust with people that things will happen at the Broadway Market. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be growing pains and vendors are going to be mad at me because I got to, you know, inconvenience them while construction happens. But I'm a big boy. I could take those hits, and the Broadway market deserves a new lease on life after many decades of talking about it.
Yeah, we can't wait to see it. You know, speaking of markets in Buffalo, Channel 7 story earlier this week spoke with Doug Jamal about the, you know, downtown Buffalo and what it needs to be successful, bringing more business. And he said that they need a Wegmans in downtown Buffalo. That's what Jamal told Channel 7. He said he's actively pursuing it. Well, Wegmans responded with the statement and said basically, yeah, not really interested. It kind of showed a light, to me at least, of the struggle, or it not just being as easy as saying, hey, you, come down here. What are the challenges downtown Buffalo has in attracting new grocery stores?
Brian, I appreciate that question because it really derives the larger question of the chicken or the egg. If we bring a grocery store downtown, will we then bring down density? Or do we need the density before we can then attract business? And the fact is that someone has to make the move first. And so the challenges of downtown now are the lack of sheer, you know, density of you know, about 25,000 to 30,000 office workers that aren't there. And that's transactional density that I don't see coming back. I mean, people are coming back to work in a hybrid model 2 to 3 days a week, but that's not enough to actually, you know, bring back downtown. And, you know, people use the word resilient. I'd rather use the word adapt. We have to adapt in the world and adapt to our new social norms. And so what we really need to bring back is and create is residential density. We need people living downtown. And in general development in Buffalo, I feel at times it's either we're building luxury condos or we're building extremely affordable apartments for sections of poverty. And we completely miss the middle class. We miss people who are making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 who, you know, want to live downtown and maybe necessarily don't want to rent. They want to own a condo or a cooperative, and they want to be able to be connected to public transit, walk to restaurants, walk to work, and live in not necessarily rely on a car. So there's that density that we're struggling with on how to adapt into the future. And there are cities that are already doing this. And, you know, I have to check today, but I heard that the governor does not have in her proposal conversions, money for Buffalo to convert properties like this in our downtown the way that other areas in the state do. And I really need to see that in there. And if it's not in this budget, it has to happen in next budget, because to convert these large structures from office space to living space is going to take subsidy to be able to make these projects pencil out. And it's something that's greatly needed in downtown. And not only is it residential density, it's transactional density. We need to build up our music and, you know, theater district, which former Rep. Bryant Higgins is doing an incredible job. I'm going to meet with him later today, who is really bringing that neighborhood together. And then, you know, many other things to help bring our urban core to be strong, dense, and vibrant.
Which do you think will happen first, Mitch? Do you think it will be the density or will it be the grocery store?
I think that it'll be the density. I think that, you know, the government has to step up and step in, start saying, hey, we need to get some form of conversions happening and getting people living and walking down here. And then that'll signal to the private sector that they can then come down there and make a profit. And that's times when I'm telling my constituents, they're saying, well, can't you just command a grocery store here? No, they're a private entity. They see numbers on a piece of paper, they see green, and they have to turn a profit too. And they're going to want to make sure that they can do that before they make a move.
You know, while we have you here, and you mentioned something about the state budget and, you know, what is or isn't included. And you have to correct me if I'm wrong. I know it's right on the border between your district and the Ellicott district. But we had talked in the past about the idea of a soccer stadium and the old Buffalo News site. And the people who want to build it were looking for about $20 million from the state to make that project happen in that area of downtown Buffalo. And I'm just wondering if you've heard anything on that, because, I mean, the clock is ticking for them and for the state budget. If you've heard anything of if that's likely or not.
Yeah, and, you know, I haven't heard that if that's likely, but I'd like to take that question and say, theoretically, I would love to see a soccer stadium to come to downtown Buffalo, especially on sites of ugly surface parking lots. I have great disdain for parking lots. You see them parked and then people leave and you just look at broken glass and an ugly parking lot. So for a soccer stadium that could bring a whole new demographic of people to come and entertain downtown, especially in with that geographical location, it's almost like at the butt of downtown, and then it goes, to the larger scale of structures and restaurants. But the political feasibility, I don't know. I haven't heard that it would get $20 million. I'm sure, something that's significant of $20 million. Other people will say, well, where's, that coming in my part of the region? Or, do we need $20 million in state aid? Does that make more sense to the city of Buffalo than to give to a developer to do that? So, I haven't heard it, but that doesn't mean that we still don't need a project like that to help benefit downtown.
All right, Mitch, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council member in Buffalo.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.